Hare Krishna. Today's Bhagavatam class, Shukadeva Goswami emphasized the importance of gaining control over one's mind and senses as a real measure of being successful in life, as a real measure of being a conqueror. He says there are many great kings who have conquered other kings who are very, very powerful, and yet because they're unable to conquer their own senses, therefore ultimately they're victim to the cycle of repeated birth and death. Interesting word that's being used is nyastadanda. Practically speaking, he's saying that one needs to not only be renounced, but essentially take sannyas, whether that be formally or within one's heart. The verse very much seems to emphasize that unless a person keeps renunciation in the forefront of his spiritual evolution, spiritual life, you can't really progress, or you can't really be a winner, but rather whatever he achieves materially, he's a loser. And of course, controlling the mind and senses is what the beginning of yoga is about. Yoga indriya samyamya. Krishna says yoga is about controlling the senses, and manasastra indriyani. And the sixth sense is the mind. And even though we all experience that what a challenge it is to keep our mind and senses under control, and it seems to be like a constant battle, controlling the mind and senses is not the ultimate goal of yoga. It's certainly not the ultimate goal of devotional service, but rather a controlled mind and controlled senses become instruments for our further spiritual advancement, for our further spiritual development. As long as we're sort of fighting the battle with the mind, we don't really have the opportunity to fully develop a real positive service attitude and absorption in thoughts of Krishna and his name. However, as Krishna himself says in the Gita, Banduratmatmanasya jinatvayamatmanajita. So when the mind becomes a friend, and is no longer an enemy, it's no longer someone who's challenging our every efforts at enlightenment, but it's facilitating, then it becomes our friend. So one can just imagine, in the same way that we get constantly upstaged by our minds and our efforts to chant japa, by it becoming distracted by some other thought, by something that we see, by something that we hear, to keep the mind really focused and fixed is not an easy thing. But what if our mind was equally fixed and focused on Krishna, and just as it's difficult for us to distract the mind from roving on sense objects, if it was equally difficult to distract it from thoughts of the Lord? That's called spontaneous devotional service, that the mind is spontaneously attached to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in his latter years, had such intense attraction and attachment to the Lord that it was very difficult for himself to be under control, to lose himself to the effects of transcendental ecstasy. And so he was able to be distracted by interaction with devotees, able to distract his mind by his regular visiting of the temple. But at night, when he was alone with Sarvatamada, his mind would erupt like a volcano and manifest all kinds of ecstatic symptoms and devotional attributes, revealing actually where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at. And that's the positive aspect. That's what we want to actually achieve. We want to attain that level, stage of devotional service where spiritual life is not about battling with the mind and senses, but having the mind and senses spontaneously engaged and assisting us in thoughts of Krishna. Because the mind is a good instrument, very, very good instrument. It's just that it's been conditioned for such a long time, and we've allowed it to get out of hand for such a long time, that it's now acting as our enemy, Shatruvat. But it can act as our friend, Bandhu. But we need to bring it under control. And bringing the mind under control is not an easy thing. But, as Krishna tells Arjuna, it's possible to do so with practice and detachment. So, vairagyena grihihate. So Krishna says, yes. Chanchala himana Krishna prabhati balvadditam tasyam. The mind is very difficult to control. Why? Because conditioning is so long-standing. Not just in this life, we've done so many things, but in previous lifetimes. And the effect of that conditioning, yesterday I was speaking with parents of our school and nursery here in Budapest, and I gave one example of how children become affected by what they hear or see, like TV or something. And the example was of wet cement. I'm sure listeners have seen wet cement sidewalk and in their childhood couldn't resist the temptation of stepping on that wet cement. So it's very easy to put your imprint in wet cement. But as soon as that cement dries, that footprint is there. And you can't wipe it away. It doesn't just go away. It's there for a long, long, long time, permanently. So in the same way, in Krishna consciousness, if we give impressions, place impressions within the mind, they make a very deep set of footprints. Whatever experience that is, something that we see or hear, and it becomes... takes a long time to then free ourselves from the result of that impression, that footprint. And therefore Krishna says, yes, it's very difficult. Because those impressions are there, those impressions then direct the mind, and the mind then wants to direct the senses in all types of activities that correlate to the impression that was there. And those impressions are illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, Lord knows, so many other things that are there, some of which we know, some of which we don't know. So we want to bring the mind and senses under control, and therefore regulating the mind and senses and renunciation are important. As stated to Jnana Siddhanta, everyone has to perceive renunciation as and detachment as an integral part of their day-to-day life, whoever they may be. Yes, we may not take sannyas, we may not become a sannyasi, but an ashrita karma palam. But within one's heart, we have to renounce the results of activities. So whether it be a little child who then has to renounce play in order to learn, or it's a Brahmin who studies Vedic literature and renounces his own personal comforts in order to please the spiritual master, or everyone, or a Kshatriya, he has to sacrifice his life if necessary in order to protect his citizens, in order to do his duty. Everyone has to have a certain level of renunciation, and our renunciation will increase with time and perhaps increase with our duties. And as we truly become renounced and detached, it becomes easier to control the mind and the senses. And when the mind and senses then when the heart becomes purified and the mind becomes spontaneously attracted to Krishna, then detachment is actually just the converse of attachment to Krishna. By becoming attached to Krishna, one naturally becomes disinterested and detached from the things of this world. So it's one reason why Srila Prabhupada established sannyasis in this day and age. It's not recommended that people take sannyas. Nonetheless, Srila Prabhupada encouraged that his disciples accept sannyas, at least some of his disciples. Why? So that as a sannyasi travels, as he visits, goes from temple to temple, visits house to house, visits grihathas, everyone remembers, yes, this is actually what life is about. I need to go in the direction of renunciation. I need to go in the direction of giving things up and not allowing attachments to increase more and more. Otherwise, I will compromise my spiritual position. So that was the theme today. Sannyas, renunciation, control of the mind and the senses, and somehow or another bringing the mind around, purifying the heart and bringing the mind around to becoming an instrument for spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna.